Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. I'm Lindsay Curry, and this is my co-host, David Curry. When leaders grow, the whole team benefits. Strong leaders inspire their teams and keep things moving in the right direction. I'm super excited to jump into the topic today. Our topic is growing leaders grow organizations. And our quote of the day is, "You can't lead if you can't grow," by John Maxwell. And wow, if that is a powerful quote, I don't know what is. But if you can't lead, you can't grow. And David, I'm super excited to unpack that quote with you today and talk a little bit about our growth experience through this journey.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to be back. It's good to be here. Excited for today. You and I were kind of talking before we got going this morning. This is a big topic. It's an odd topic. So I told you I had a big icebreaker for you.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready.
Well, I just wanted to, number one, I guess, shout out all of our Hype Nation, Hype Kingdom, all the hypers out there. I don't know what we're going to call ourselves or you guys or whoever, followers, subscribers, all that good stuff. Again, we love it. We appreciate it. We're here for you. I was just going to kind of let the kingdom know who we are a little bit. You know, I think you made the statement, Lindsay, before we got going that you feel very unprepared. And it's an odd statement because I think we've put more work into this message than any our previous two messages. And I think that may be because of this goofy diet that you've got us set up on for the last maybe two weeks or so. You want to tell everybody a little bit about that and what got you
started? What got me started? So we are currently doing what's called a gut protocol for the next 4 weeks. And it is removing items from your diet that may cause sensitivity. Things like dairy and gluten and soy and all these different things and alcohol and so in sugar, added sugar. So,
yeah, they say your gut health is tied to your brain health, but it just certainly hasn't felt that way just yet. So we're waiting for the next 2.5 weeks to pass through, and maybe we'll just be a little clear-minded by the end of this thing. Shout out Beachbody, right, Lindsay?
That's right. Shout out to Beachbody, and it's growth, David. It's doing those uncomfortable things, but we're being intentional about it.
It is, exactly. Yeah, so I thought that was kind of a good way to kick off, like, we practice what we preach, you know what I mean? It is. Life is about growth. There's something I'll just go ahead and get to now that I pulled from this week's readings, and that was a message sent from John Maxwell. He's, you know, a big mentor of ours, been a big-time role model of ours for the last 5 years, hardcore. So there's a lot of today's message that's going to stem from what we've learned from John. And a quote, a saying that he had was, everything in life will come from your willingness to grow. And I believe that this message, you know, and growth in general, you can transform your life very quickly if you become intentional about it. So that is today's message. We're going to talk about growth and maybe how to put together a growth plan and then how to move forward and execute that plan. Before we get started with that, Lindsay, I was just going to say, you know, we've talked a lot about where we've come from, how we got here today. Just to preface everything as we get going, I was the kid that left a semester early in college of a public speaking class because I did not want anything to do with the task of speaking out a message and sending a message to an audience, i.e. kind of like what we're doing today. So we've come a long way in the journey. And as we prepared for this, I asked you, what did that look like for you? Like, go take yourself back to when that started. Like, some people aren't doing this every day. And what do some of those first steps look like, or what do you remember those to be like?
Sure. So when it began, and when you asked me that, I started thinking, and again, I was not an avid reader growing up. I have a comprehension problem, and something I still work on today. And so reading, audiobooks have really became my jam. And when I think about how that started, my mom was actually a Mary Kay sales director, and she did that for 10 to 12 years. And I remember driving around in her car with her, listening to cassette tapes. And I'm really telling my age here, because some folks might not even know what a cassette tape is. And I just remember listening to Mary Kay. It's a cosmetic industry, branded on faith and family and career. And so I remember listening to that. And one of the quotes that Mary Kay said, Mary Kay Ash, was, "If you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you're right." Mary Kay Ash. And wow, think about that. I mean, it's the power of your thoughts. And there's so much that happens in your self journey when you start shifting your perspective at the way that you look at things. And one of those things that came to mind is actually this past February, crazy story. This past February, our car was actually stolen from our garage. Okay. It was in the middle of the night. It was in February. It was a cold night. It was like 2 days after the Super Bowl game. And I'd pulled in, I'd closed the garage. I know you're not supposed to, but I leave my keys and my purse in there. I know you're not supposed to. I don't do that anymore.
Search our address.
So I jumped in, or that morning I got up, I was making the kids breakfast, getting ready to go. I walk out to grab waters out in the garage, and I was like, where's my car? Where's the car? And so I run back. I'm looking for David. I thought he had left with our car and didn't tell me. Lo and behold, David's there. And he's like, "I don't have your car." So I'm like, "I think someone stole our car. Someone stole our car." Lo and behold, we ended up finding, our neighbor had a camera on our house. And we went back and watched video of this footage. And what had happened was, it was like probably about 2 o'clock in the morning. They had showed up. They actually got into David's passenger side of the car because that was unlocked. We've learned a lot of lessons from this experience. I just want to let you all know ahead of time, as bad as it sounds. And so they got in. His keys were not in the car, but the garage door opener was. So they took that, ran off, ran around the block, came back, and actually opened the garage, got into my car, just stole my purse and took off, went around the block again, and then came back, figured out they had my key fob in my purse, and then stole my car. They ran over an electrical outlet. So it was crazy. It was so crazy to see footage of your car through the neighborhood app, just floating around for hours on end. But here is the shift in perspective that I really want to share with you all is, in that moment, after kind of the shock set in for a moment, and David was frustrated and I was frustrated myself, but you know what I was thankful for in that moment? I was thankful that I had grabbed, my daughter is a competitive dancer, and that night I'd come home, I'd just gotten her brand new 3 costumes, rhinestone. Any dancer moms out there, cheer moms, you know what the rhinestones cost, and you know the amount of time that it takes to put on those costumes. And that night, something came over me and said, "Hey, Lindsay, you need to get all the costumes out of the car. Okay, let's not leave them in here." It was a God thing. There's no doubt about that. And so I took the costumes out and I looked at him. I said, "I know my car is stolen, but I'm just so thankful that I got those dance costumes out," because she had competition that weekend. And there was no replacing that. Right.
Only a dance mom would understand what you're saying right now, because I certainly did not at the moment. But it is, I mean, I guess the point is like, and I can relate, you know, 5 minutes later from that point, I had to jump in the car and take our two older kids to school. And it's like, you know, they're like, Daddy, what's going on? Where's the car? Who'd got here? What? You know, you can only imagine the questions from a 10 and a 8 year old about what just happened. And thank God for our routine, and thank God for what we had begun years prior. And that is why you want to grow, right? That is why you want to dive in and listen to the message today, take some notes, and actually apply what we are going to talk about to your life. Because when life's going to always come at you, right? Like, life is always going to continue to show itself at you. If you're not going through a storm, you're either getting ready for one, you just came out of one, or you're right in the middle of it, right? So, you know, that is a lot of what kind of stems from this overarching theme that we want to set. And that is, life is going to change, and we've got to be the owners of the change. You know, John says that change is certain, but growth is not, right? Like, it's guaranteed that tomorrow will be different. It doesn't guarantee that it's going to be a positive difference for you. So, you know, that's the big thing that we're going to get into with this growth plan and why growth matters so much. And Lindsay, when I think about that myself, I think about really, like we said, when we started in this business, it was the beginning of a growth journey for us. And we had some mentorship in the business that pushed us into growing ourselves. And we didn't solely understand or buy in at the time, but they laid a foundation for us in a very narrow way to become great at setting success for our entrepreneurial adventure, right?
Absolutely. And when you think about the journey that it's been to this point, I would say about the last 10 to 12 years as far as self-development and growing ourselves, when you are going through that, you're going to face different challenges and adversity. And what the growth does is it allows you to pull from that, right? It allows you to pull from maybe what you read earlier that morning, or maybe a podcast from Ed Milet that you had heard about earlier that day. It's like, that's what they're talking about. So it allows you to pivot in that moment to continue to push forward. Because this, I know when we got into this business, David, our goal was to grow leaders and hire individuals and help them build their agencies as well. And in order for us to do that, one of the pieces of advice that the mentors gave us was that we had to grow ourselves, and we had to figure out how we were going to do that. So I'm excited to dive into kind of some key steps that listeners can take away on how can I be intentional about growing myself and my plan moving forward.
Yeah, and intentionality is really the start of it. So when I thought about this, and, you know, you can take it as a grain of salt, but when I thought about growth plan, I didn't necessarily research how to develop a growth plan. What are the key points of growth? I just kind of thought about our journey, thought about our steps that we've taken, and what we've learned through the process. And the first step I had laid out was in being intentional, right? Like, and then I did do some research last night, and I saw something where it said, as you begin to grow, the first step is an expanded focus. Like, I just want to expand my view. And they drew almost a picture of this sun where it's like, I'm going to bring in anything and everything I can, because I just want to get bigger. I want to get better. It's like, I want to win Trivial Pursuit, right? Like, if you want to be the Trivial Pursuit genius, you're going to want to study everything, right?
Right.
But one thing about our business is that we have always really taken pride in being the expert. We have taken pride in, hey, we do one thing. We really aren't doing that with a whole lot of carriers, right? A lot of insurance people, you talk to them, they've got 100 different carrier products that they can put in place for somebody. And that's never been us. We've chased one rabbit, and we've wanted to be the best at that. And that's what we're talking about today. We're going to talk about a narrow strategy, a narrow forward, right? There's this expanded view, and then there's a narrow focus. And that's kind of where we're at and what we're going to talk about. So as you grow, number one, it has to be intentional. And we've already said it, right? Growth is the only guarantee for a better tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Change is going to happen, whether you like it or you don't. But growth is going to be guided change, right? And growth takes strategy, planning, and a focused effort. So when we say our number one aspect of how to grow, how to put my growth plan together, you start with the intention behind it. What am I focusing in on? So, yeah.
Well, when you think about intentionality, and you just talked about our gut protocol, David, that takes intentionality. Anyone that's on a fitness journey or a growth journey, lifting weights, whatever that journey is, it takes intentionality. It takes prep. It takes making sure that you've got the right foods in the house. So you're not going to go for the chips and salsa versus the kale, right? The kale.
Thanks a lot for the kale in the fridge. Yeah.
So, but it does. You've got to be intentional, because he talks about intentional choices, right? We have how many choices in your day are intentional, right? And think about that. That really, you know, shifted my perspective. How intentional are you in conversations that you're having with some of your teammates? How intentional are you in the conversations that you're having with your children or with your spouse or with your parents? Intentionality is a big part of growth.
Yeah, where am I going? How am I going to get there, right? And you can look at this. There's two kind of segments that you're going to look to grow in. Yeah, and one of them may be like your soft skill that's needed for you to become that expert. A soft skill may be your attitude or your belief system or your perspective. Like you said, Lindsay, the perspective is what's changed the way that we looked at that vehicle that was taken out of our garage, right? It was all perspective. That is a soft skill. You can look at growing those hard skills, like Lindsay's talking about, with our fitness. You know, a hard skill may be what I said, speaking, right? Public speaking. That would be a hard skill. Career advancement. We're in direct sales. So when you look to get better at sales, you look to get to grow your relationship ability. How do you build a better relationship? How to win friends and influence people? Dale Carnegie's been teaching this stuff for going on close to 100 years at this point. So narrow the focus with what you're wanting to, where you're wanting to go, and that's going to dictate the how I'm going to get there. But it's not just going to happen, right? So that's step one, is being intentional about that. The second piece that we talked about was being practical. And, you know, you put a good spin on that. I broke it down into a different category of being aware, but then also staying curious. Like, so when you think about a good growth plan, step one is it's intentional. Step two is that it's going to be aware and it's going to be curious, right? And you can categorize that as being practical. And that's something you spoke to. You put it real simply.
I think knowing yourself, when you know yourself, right, you can grow yourself. So if you don't know, hey, my strengths or my limitations, right? One of my strengths is relationship building. I'm strong in that. I continue to grow and grow in that. One of my limitations is is organization. That is not a strength of mine. So that is something that I've got to put a few small things in place. I'm never going to be an expert at that, right? And I know that. That's not an indictment. It's just who I am. But I have put a few small things that does help get better. So when you're trying to be practical, don't pile. So we as humans try to pile too many things on at once, right? I'm going to work out. I'm going to make 35 sales calls in an hour, and I'm going to do this. And you just pile your plate, and I'm going to coach the little league team, and I'm going to start a podcast, and I'm going to start a blog, and I'm going to be an influencer. And then we pile all these things on. And then you get to day two and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. It's just way too much. And we've all been guilty of it. So I think just being practical in your season of life that you're in right now, what is practical for you to be able to accomplish at the end of the week or at the end of the day? What can you accomplish?
And it's really making that next step, right? Like I've heard it put where if you were to ask me, and me in particular, if you were to ask me 3 years ago if I was ready and I was equipped to being a man challenge table leader at our church here, I said, absolutely not. Not a chance. But if you would have asked me if I can show up, right, I can take that next step to I'm going to start attending man challenge and I'm going to start getting myself up earlier than is comfortable. And I'm going to do that uncomfortable thing of showing up to this group that is growing themselves and say, you know what? I might not want to, but I can. I'm going to do that. And that's part of it, right? So number one is, like you said, awareness. You got to know thyself to grow thyself. Number two is being curious. And some people will put that as the beginner's mindset. It's that ability to stay humble. It's that ability to know that you're not perfect. It's the ability to know that there is a bigger and better you out there if you would just put a little bit more time and effort into growing and chasing that. You can get better, right? And good leadership, good people come from a curious mindset. So the foundation for me, and this is, again, these are just my thoughts that I'm throwing out there. The foundation of the growth mindset, which is something that's been taught for years, and what we're talking to today, is the curiosity. When you lose curiosity and a desire, what's the point of having a growth mindset? What's the point of putting a growth plan in place? And the key to being curious is humility. And it's okay that we're not always right. And Lindsay, you know, that's been one of my hardest things to embrace, because I'm a guy, I'm a thinker. I like to think before I act. Therefore, I think my action is going to be the right thing, the right step. And that's not always the case.
Right. But you know that about yourself now. And so you can be practical when setting out, hey, this is what I want to accomplish. You're practical and because you're aware, right? And that's so important. So when we look at that next step of the growth process, modeled and consistent. And it's, you know, one of the laws he talks about in modeling is it's hard to improve when you have no one else but yourself to follow. And David, I think that we have been so blessed, honestly, with the group that we're surrounded by as far as our agency and leaders and cross-line leaders, that we're able to really just kind of take in and, hey, I want to be a little bit more like that as far as the sales process or as far as leadership. And there's so much power in surrounding yourself, because this journey can get long and lonely if you're not surrounded by people that are like-minded and that you can collaborate with.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if nobody else is pushing themselves, where's the pressure for you to do the same?
Right. And that's why I asked you to do the gut protocol with me, because I needed some accountability in there.
Yeah, I was so thankful for you. Yeah, and that's right. So a model, you know, it's very easily said as being, you know, it's easier to grow when you have an example to follow. And thankfully, our mentor in this business, Glenn Crabtree, he has been in the business for 20 years. So it was very easy, 25 now, you know, 20 went 15 when we started, I guess. But it's been so easy for us to say, you know what? I don't know what you know. Teach me, right? Like, just tell me where to go. Tell me what to do. And, you know, I even thought about just recently, you know, Locke, our son, started playing basketball, getting a little more serious with it. I've played basketball myself for 25 years. But when I was like, you know, what am I going to direct him to do out on the court? I was a professional golfer. I wasn't in the NBA. I said, Steph Curry shooting videos, right? And, I mean, most of y'all, if you don't know, Steph Curry's playing in the Olympics right now, one of the best basketball players of this day and age, going down to be one of the better in history. Everybody will argue about whatever on that. But either way, I did not decide myself, how am I going to ask my son to show up to this court so he can get better? I'm going to look at somebody that's already proven. They've already been down the road. They've been much, much further than I have. And that's the point. When you want to go somewhere, find somebody that's already been there. And my God, that journey and the path gets so much smoother. And then also you're going to go together, right? Like, you're not there by yourself, which is so, so important. So find the model, find the mentor, and ask them to be there, because here's the backside of that. And we've lived with this, Lance. It's not always about who you're following, but who is looking to you. And that's a pressure sometimes that you put on yourself. It's not my example. It's what example am I going to set? What example am I setting? And that also pushes you, hopefully consistently every day, because I love how John says it, Maxwell, motivation is going to get you going, right? Mm-hmm. But discipline is what keeps you growing.
Right, right.
And that's it. That's the key.
It is. It's definitely the key. And I want to encourage our listeners that, you know, when you're looking for someone to model, right, whatever journey that is, I want to encourage you, don't take advice from someone that you wouldn't trade places with, right? So if you're going to get real estate advice because you want to get into real estate sales, look to someone who you aspire to be, right? Not someone that's not in the industry, that they quote unquote think that they know about the industry, even though they haven't been in the industry. So I just want to encourage you. That's something that was shared with me a long time ago, and I've really held to that. So when I'm taking advice from someone, I want to make sure, hey, am I going to trade places with them?
And so that's the perfect person to help you with the last step to a good growth plan, is the person that you know has walked that walk. They've been there. They've done that. They are where you want to go, because the last step is design. It is the plan. And like I said, I'm the thinker. So this kind of falls right into my wheelhouse as we put this growth plan together. Again, you start with intention. You move to being practical, being aware, being hungry. And then you look for your example, your model. And you've got to work consistently and be disciplined. And one thought process we always have had is that those daily habits, the daily action, is what turns out to be the excellence and the high performance that you can produce, because the daily's tough. But the last piece before you get started is the plan. Mm-hmm. And me personally, a lot of people, the plan's not sexy, right? Like, the plan is not the fun part. The plan is not where you get the accolades and the awards for the perfect plan. And, you know, we've been taught before, waiting for the perfect plan is never going to be as great as moving and acting on the imperfect plan, right? You have all these things that go against this. But I think about the example of building a home. And to me, there's nothing more perfect to exemplifying why a plan is so important than the process of building a home. Lindsay and I have been through that in the last 4 years. And there's 50 different work crews. and they don't communicate with each other, they go back to the plan. They go back to this one blueprint that was set out, that started a year prior, and I'm falling in month 7 to do my piece of this puzzle. And because of this one thing, we've got our core, right? We've got our guide. We've got our truth. And that's it. So using that mentor to help you plan is what will maximize your growth and develop your strategy.
Absolutely. And when you're going through this process, to shorten it and just to kind of really keep it very simple, where am I? So where are you currently as far as your growth plan? Where am I going? You've got to have a clear vision on where you're going to. And then how will I get there? What are the small, as David said, daily steps that you're going to be able to take, practical, remember practical, that you can take daily to move the needle forward in your business, in your personal, professional life?
Sounds simple.
It's not.
Never going to get easy. Right? Two different things. So, yeah. Guys, Hypers, Hype Kingdom, Hype Nation, we'll let Lindsay figure that out. You guys continue to have a great rest of your day, rest of your week. We appreciate you being here with us for this short time today, and we will see you next time.
Thank you all.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial, that's hype.financial, to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.